are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids!
Hi, I'm Shim.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hi, I'm Mara.
Hey there, I'm Kendall.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Abby. And here's Karen.
Well, hello, everyone. How are you all doing today? Good?
Good,
yeah.
Good, good.
Well, God has created our beautiful world, and we have four seasons, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think springtime is my favorite because here in Maryland, when the weather warms up after a long cold winter, everything starts growing and everything turns green. What things do you see when you look around at God's magnificent creation in the spring? Abby?
Clovers, flowers, birds, maybe even bunnies.
Bunnies. I like bunnies hopping around. Uh-huh.
I see lots of blossoms.
Mm-hmm. Kendall?
You can have picnics and barbecues.
Oh, I miss that in the winter because you're kind of inside eating all your meals. Yeah.
Butterflies start to come out, and usually my mom. And
yeah, so your mom comes outside.
Well, everyone in my family, mm-hmm. when we come home from church, where there's a nursery, and we start to look at butterfly bushes.
Oh, that's nice to have butterfly bushes, and you can sit and see them flutter around. You know, the ground warms up in everything, not only the things that we see, but the things that are underneath the ground are growing. The roots and the bugs and the worms and the snakes and what else is underground there?
Groundhogs.
Groundhogs, they've been sleeping all winter, and the weather gets warmer, and they're up and moving, right?
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, you can see new life.
And when we believe in Jesus, we have
new life!
Said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
Remain in me, and I will remain in you.
No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine.
Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
And God, the gardener, prunes us.
Growing plants need special care.
We are growing.
You're connected to Jesus.
Every moment, every day, every step along the way, I'm growing. 'Cause I'm connected to you. Every moment, every day, every step along the way.
continues this lesson by saying, I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers.
Such branches are picked up, thrown into fire, and burned.
If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you.
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
Wow, think about this. Think about the verses we read. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing.
He guides us and helps us do his work.
He's always with us.
We are connected to him.
He wants us to bear much fruit.
That means work hard to make his kingdom grow.
He wants us to bring glory to him, not to ourselves.
It would be easy to think of all the good things we do for him and brag about it or feel special.
But Jesus wants us to do all the work and live our lives to bring glory to God.
Everything we have is from him.
Everything we do is for him.
Jesus also said, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you.
So here's an important question for you to think about. How can you stay connected to Jesus? Mm-hmm. Miranda?
You can go to church.
Mm-hmm. Kendall?
We can pray.
Pray for God's guidance? Right. Uh-huh. And Mara?
You can worship him at my church. We call it hang time.
Hang out with Jesus. That's great. Uh-huh.
Read the Bible.
Very important thing. Is that what you were going to say, Abby?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's an important thing, and that's what we're doing when we do Karen and Kids. We're taking scripture, and we're studying it, and we're applying it to our lives, and it's helping us to stay connected. Luke?
Telling people about God?
Mm-hmm.
We can go to Sunday school?
Very important. Mm-hmm.
We can talk to people who know a lot about Jesus?
All very important things. So let's think this week of the ways that we can stay connected to Jesus, okay? Let's bow our heads and pray.
Dear Jesus, you give us life, and you help us grow.
We want to stay close to you and work for you.
We want all that we do to bring glory to our Father in heaven.
Help us to stay connected to you.
To grow fruit for you.
Thank you for your love and for showing us the way.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number. 1-800-527-5522. 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit us online to find out more about our ministry at www.karenandkids.com.
We are working to make God's kingdom grow.
We want to grow more fruit for Him.
Our prayer is that all that we do and say would bring glory to God.
And remember,
stay connected to Jesus. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.